Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Mike Van Osdell about the Rock and Ride and Rock and Relax happening in Washington County this Saturday. A first-of-its-kind cycling event is coming to Washington County. Can you let our listeners know what it's called and what's happening?
Sure. The event is called Rock and Ride and also Rock and Relax, which I'll explain. It was originally kind of put together here with Dave Fries and myself talking about ways that we could honor our late wives, both who lost their battle with cancer. And we wanted to create an event that was going to celebrate life rather than be a memorial type event. So it's really recognizing the energy and the love and the compassion that these two women had, and trying to share that with others, and making it a fun day, an event of, cycling was something that Kim really enjoyed. My wife was a runner, but she also loved to ride bikes. So it was a great way to work that in and also benefit cancer research.
And all of the funds raised are going to what?
The funds raised will be at the end of the event when we have everything together. We're going to present a check to the Holden Cancer Center at the University of Iowa. They are in need of research funds and can take this money and specifically direct it where they want to for projects and for researching cancers that maybe otherwise are underfunded. And that was our intention, was to be able to have funds there for things that don't necessarily get funded the way they should.
And if somebody's still considering what they're going to do this weekend, can you kind of walk them through what's going on Saturday with the Rock and Ride?
Sure. The event will start at 8 o'clock in the morning, and we'll be starting at the KC Hall, and we'll have a little introduction and a little explanation of what's going to happen, and then we'll have a bike ride from the KC Hall to the park in Riverside, and there will be stops along the way. There will be water. There will be entertainment along the route to stop and enjoy. So it can be a casual ride or it can be a serious ride. So I think we've got both types that are signed up. And then once in Riverside, there'll be events there at the park. There'll be live music, events for kids. There'll be a pebble ride, kind of a smaller bike ride for children to be able to take. So we'll eat there in Riverside, have some fun, and then there'll be a ride back to Washington. Following that, the Rock and Relax part starts at 6 o'clock in the evening, and we'll be serving dinner, which will be provided by the pork producers, and I believe the cattlemen are doing the lunch at Riverside. So then we'll have dinner and have an auction for items to raise additional money and have some good items for the auction. And then there'll be live entertainment. Aces and Eights is playing. So we'll have a good local band playing and hope to have just a great time, a lot of good people together.
And it sounds like you've already generated quite a bit of interest with the number of registrants.
Yeah, there's been a pretty good response already. For this being a first-year event, it's coming together very well. And my wife, Susan, has worked very hard on this, and along with a number of other people. We've got a great committee and people that have really put a lot of effort into it, getting it out there. And Dave Fries has obviously done a lot as well. And just getting information out there and people interested. So we've got some pretty good numbers so far for a first year event.
And you have room for more. If somebody's interested in doing either part of the event or both, how do they sign up?
Absolutely. They can go to the website, which is www.rockandridecharity.org. And there's registration forms there on the website that they can print and fill out. So they can do either, you can do just the bike ride to Riverside, you can do the whole bike ride, you can just do Riverside, or you can just do Rock and Relax in the evening. So there's plenty of room for more people to sign up.
And are you hoping that this becomes an annual event?
We are. Yeah, it's going to be intended to be annual and to continue to try to embrace the spirit of these two women and the fight that they had and the courage and just the way that they lived their lives. We want to continue to inspire people and to raise money for cancer research.
And in closing, is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners just a couple days ahead of the event?
Well, we just hope that you come out and check it out. Like I said, it's a first year event, so we're not sure how everything's going to go, but I think it's all set up pretty well. If the weather cooperates, we should be in great shape, and we just want to have a great time and raise money for a really good cause.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Mike Van Osdell, speaking about the Rock and Ride event happening this Saturday. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.